going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away in the morning, and we appreciate his contribution. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Well, so thank you for listening on this Monday, April 21st, and a happy birthday to my cousin Sean. It's his birthday. Big Sox fan. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean, indeed. And thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And when you said think big, I think that's where the Bears need to go. I think they need to draft somebody on Thursday night that weighs over 280 pounds.
And is in terrible shape. So to anybody.
Out of context, that is the most ridiculous statement of the day. But that's totally out of context. Because he would
explain. You should have been here last week.
He did explain he meant line of scrimmage, but to say no, you have to have a weight limit.
They have to draft an obese person. Okay. Thank you, Brandon, for that amusing moment.
John Cena now stands at the pinnacle of professional wrestling with a 17th world championship at his final WrestleMania.
That was you couldn't have wagered on that. We had the embarrassing reality of asking Mike Palm if that one was on the board, thanks to Dustino. But, he won.
As if there were suspense of over who would win?
No one knew. They didn't. They don't rehearse this stuff.
Okay.
Cena came back and he went at it.
Okay.
He's the best,
man. If you say so.
Hey, Marshall Harris is here. I almost didn't see him because
I love a good heel turn.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And it's Layla Monday!
Okay, I got a couple things.
Okay, good. I love it.
Number one, I have worked with David's cousin, Sean, who loves the Sox so much that he once said in an office setting, "I love Josh Harrison so much, I would take a bullet for him." Josh Harrison. White Sox Josh Harrison. Well, that's how much he loves the White Sox.
Yeah. I think that's more an acknowledgement of the incident last year.
Sean
seriously loves the Sox
much. Some people love Sox.
That he loves
Sox
Josh Harrison that much.
Don't mess around with Sox fans.
His obsession with the White Sox and his undying love for them is not only inspirational, but adorable.
Still?
So happy birthday to Sean. Number two, Stone Cold Steve Austin made an appearance at WrestleMania. I would like to remind you all about Austin 316. Hell yeah. North Texas guy. His picture's on the wall at the Denton Whataburger.
Really?
Yep.
The Denton Whataburger?
It's the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And it's like, it did have like pictures of famous like North Texas and Denton people. Yeah. Like the Von Erichs, obviously.
Is your picture on the wall?
No. Are you? I'm not worthy of that.
I don't know. It's a Whataburger, man.
No. Oh, no. There are real stars on that.
I think we can work on that.
No. I just am happy I know who's on the wall.
I'm going to get you a whatchamacallit and then be like, yeah, have you sign it? No. Close second to your face being at the Whataburger.
Very happy to see Stone Cold making an appearance and to hear his music. I thought that
you're a pro wrestling fan?
I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but, you know, I try to keep up. I enjoy it.
Sometimes you're just a victim of your era. You know, like you and your friends growing up.
That's a big, broad statement about a lot of things.
It is, but that's the truth. So, yeah. Like, I obviously Hulkamania, Junkyard Dog, Andre the Giant. You go down the list. Roddy Piper. These are people from my childhood, and I don't follow wrestling as closely as I did, say, through college. But I still know what's going on.
Moose Cholak, patron saint of all Southside wrestlers.
Okay.
Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher.
See, like, you know your guys.
Yeah, you know your guys. Like, JYD was my guy.
I once met, what's his name? Randy Savage, Macho Man?
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah.
I was checking into a Hyatt, Westgate Hyatt, one time. And this guy comes up to me. He had a hat. He had like a cowboy hat. I mean, he was wearing this whole outfit. And he said, "Excuse me, sir. Do you know where the restroom is?"
Not like that.
I swear to God.
Sounds about right.
And I was literally.
Was the hat like neon? Was he wearing sunglasses?
No, it was like black. He had sunglasses. I did not.
Did he snap into a Slim Jim?
No, he didn't touch me. He was just inquiring as to where the restroom was. And
Did you tell him?
I said, "There's a sign over there, sir." I didn't know what to say to him.
You helped the Macho Man?
I directed him to the men's room.
Did he give you a Slim Jim for doing that?
He didn't give me.
Did he say, "Oh, yeah"?
He was there with Hulk Hogan. Isn't that weird? The two of them were checking in.
I love it.
It was just such an odd meetup. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of heel turns, you wouldn't expect that.
Also, they make a big deal out of entrances. So, you know, you're just like, wait, you're just here? Like, I'm used to music and you being in a tunnel and there's lights.
Macho Man is from Downers Grove, Texas says. Macho Man Savage is from Downers Grove.
See, you learn something new every day.
He had that voice, though. He really did. It was like kind of intimidating.
Another thing, some Chicago company or based company bought Whataburger and then that riled up all the Texans. They were worried or something. But no, we're looking at this wrong. Bring it here.
Oh, why?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know who is listening that can do that, but
you
hello.
Said, oh, why?
It's that good.
Oh, why?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not I'm not familiar with it.
We can help make you familiarize with it.
I'd like a good burger.
What are you familiar with, guys? Well,
I guess I've got to recruit Whataburger on my own. Okay.
I'm with you, Layla.
Obviously, it's draft week, so I really appreciated your interview with David Siverston of All Our Lads, so I want to bring some of that back because I feel like he made a lot of good points. The Cubs weekend was a movie, so we will discuss it, but also just how unlikely and maybe you're not used to this level of offensive success out of the team you're watching, but we will examine it. Who's your guy is back? We're doing it at 11 o'clock and at 11:25. So everybody, do not text in. You have to call. And somebody's going to text, but I'm sorry. It's just not going to work. Trevor Sikkema to talk about the draft as well. That's at noon, 12:25. Joe Kelly to discuss the weekend that was with the Bulls, obviously making a huge change with Peter Patton. I think this draft is the best example of an argument that may not be as valid. So that's at 1 o'clock. Hmm. Trista Crick will talk hoops with us at 1:25.
Have a great show.
Chew Man Randy Savage, ooh yeah!
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.